Hi there. I was going to book an appointment for my grandfather to get his vaccine. There's a bit of a question that they couldn't help me with. Hopefully, maybe you can.
Right now, sir, you reach a general information service line. I will try to do my best to give you the information you're looking for, but I will not be able to book the appointment because I don't have access to any personal information.
Oh no, I know you can't book the appointment, but there's something a question I wanted to clarify because the people on the line didn't know.
No problem.
Okay,
Question?
these vaccines, I think there's four of them, were they approved by Health Canada?
I will be able to go look that information up for you. May I ask you from which city and province you're calling us today, please?
Kelowna, BC.
And may I ask you how you heard about our service line, please?
Google.
On the web, perfect. So your question was, is all the four vaccines approved by Health Canada?
Yes, that's correct.
No problem. I'd be able to go look for that information. May I put you on hold a few seconds, please?
Sure thing.
On an extended hold, please.
Okay. Hello.
Yes. So as an information here under the vaccine safety and hesitancy, I have only vaccines that are safe and effective will be approved for use in Canada. The Government of Canada has gained real-life access to manufacturer clinic trial data for the most promising vaccine candidates and is working with the global regulatory community to make sure COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective before regulatory approval is granted. Vaccination is one of the most effective ways to prevent the spread and reduce the impact of infectious disease. Whether it's seasonal flu or childhood infection, a safe and effective vaccine for COVID-19 will protect us against the novel coronavirus and will be an important step to safely resume normal life in Canada and around the world. The Government of Canada is working on all possible fronts to ensure access to safe and effective vaccine and related supplies for Canada. Only vaccines that are safe and effective will be approved for use in Canada. It's not saying all four vaccines are approved, but as my understanding on what I'm reading is that if they're giving it to people, it's not that they approved it.
Okay, except I was reading those product monographs, and it keeps saying on the front page, it doesn't say approved, it says authorized under section 5 of an interim order. Is that the same thing as approval?
I don't want to say yes because I'm not sure of the answer. I'm not qualified to even like answer this question, but I'd be able to transfer you to the inquiry center of you told me you're calling from British Columbia. I'd be able to transfer you to the inquiry center and the public health authorities if you have some additional questions since they are like nurses. I can't answer those questions. Would you like me to go find
Yeah.
their number for you?
Sure, because I'm just seeing interim approval. I don't see authorize sorry, interim authorization. I don't see approval anywhere on any of those four vaccines. So that's why I'm wondering if it's the
Okay,
same
perfect.
thing.
No problem. I'd be able to find a correct phone number for them to be able to help you. May I put you back on hold a few seconds and I will be back.
Okay, thank you.
Public Health Authority's phone number for British Columbia is 1-888
Hang on.
268.
Sorry, 888.
Yes, just a moment, please. 1-888
Okay.
4319.
19 or 09?
19.
Okay, but is
1888, sorry.
But isn't this a question that could get answered from Health Canada, because it's your department I would like to confirm with, like, just to.
But we are, I understand, but we are not Health Canada. We are only a general information service. I'm able to provide you information on how much does the hotel cost, that you are required to go to the hotel. I have information on, I have access to general information, but this is more like a health.
Well, is there another section of Health Canada that would have this information?
Sure, the number I gave to you is, just a moment, it's Public Health Authorities of British Columbia. It's the health department that I gave to you. But here we are not a health department, we are a general information service.
Okay, well, can I talk to the office of the people who actually make the decision then? Like, because because it says on the vaccine information that Health Canada approved it, so it must have been someone, like maybe a different branch of Health Canada?
Yeah, yes, but now you are not at Health Canada. You didn't reach the number for Health Canada. The number I just provide to you, it's the number of Health Canada.
But the number I called you with is the one I got from the Health Canada website.
Yes, but we are not a health. We are not a service line for health inquiries. We are only a general information line. Like the information that I have is the information that I gave to you. That only vaccines that are safe and effective will be approved for use in Canada. But I don't have the information as to are the four vaccines approved by health authorities. Like you said, you read on the website that they're authorized, but you didn't see that they are approved.
But my understanding.
I don't know either.
But my understanding of from what I've been able to find out. Is that Section 30.1 of the Food and Drug Act allows the government to authorize vaccines that haven't been properly tested in the name of a public emergency. So I'm just wondering, is that what happened here?
Unfortunately, I do not have an answer for that. I think it will be more of the Department of Public Health Authority to answer that question. Right now, I understand your question. The problem is, right now, you didn't reach a public health department. You've reached a general information service line. It's not the same. We provide general information on the coronavirus, on the arrive can, and the hotel booking service. But we're not nurses here. We do not have access to those kind of information. This will be more... Public Health Authorities Monday. The phone number is 1-888-268-4219.
And is that federal or that's BC?
That's BC.
Like there's no one federally that I can talk to ask this question?
Back on hold, go and ask my supervisor if there is, but I'm pretty sure the phone number I gave you is this phone number. But let me put you back on hold and I will be right back.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, is there another like website or a certain branch of Health Canada that would help me explain, that would help me understand if these were approved or not? Like, do you have a certain page on your site?
Medical evidence show that vaccine can help protect you against COVID-19. studies are also showing that vaccinated people may have less severe illness if they do become ill from the COVID-19. Clinical trials for COVID-19 vaccines have been taking place since the spring of 2020, and millions of people around the world have already been vaccinated. The vast majority of side effects of vaccines are minor and occur soon after vaccination. Find out more about the clinical trial, and here I have a website that might help.
Okay.
With H, like, tell me when you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm at my computer.
Okay, perfect. So it's H like hotel, T-T-P-S, so hotel Thomas, Thomas, Peter, soldier.
Sorry, hotel, hotel?
Sorry?
So after HTTPS, what comes next?
2 points, / www.canada.ca.
Okay.
/ E as in, E as in eco, N as in November, / public, / health, / service with an S.
Okay.
/ disease with an S.
Diseases, okay.
/ 2019 2019
Is that, sorry, 2019 and then a dash?
Yes. 2019 - Nouvel, NOVEL.
Okay.
- coronavirus.
Okay.
- infection. / prevention. / risk. With an S.
Okay.
/ COVID. -19/19 - vaccine. - treatment.
Okay.
/ clinical. / trials. TRAIALS. / HTML.
But the okay, I'm still looking. Like it talks about the trials, but like it doesn't. But my main question was whether it was the main question I was asking, which I still don't see, is whether or not these were actually given the full approval. Like, that's the question I was looking to have answered.
Yes, I understand, because I don't have a full answer to that. As of what I'm reading here, as of my understanding, it's approved. Because here we can see that only vaccines that are safe and effective will be approved for use in Canada. Since the vaccines are and used in Canada, then I'm guessing it's approved, because Canada will not allow anything that's not approved to be used in Canada. That's the information that I have. But then again, I'm not a nurse.
No, but I look on the product monographs. It nowhere does it say approved. It just says authorized under an interim order. Like the word approved. The word approval doesn't appear anywhere.
I would to ask you to call the public health, because that's the furthest information that I have in my.
All right, well, thank you for the help.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Yourself as well.